4DJC. How are you doing today, Dave?
Not too bad. A little hot, a little sweaty, but I'm playing some tennis.
It's a gorgeous day. I say I just got the grill fired up and waiting for everything to heat up and going to cook a couple burgers this afternoon. Or, well, yeah, it'll be afternoon sometime soon anyway.
Gonna run up to the storage building in Driver's Rest and finish cleaning it out today, and so we'll be done with that. And then we're gonna have the family over.
Sounds like a good afternoon to do it, that's for sure. We've had a few nice days here. My grass is looking halfway decent. The pollen is not great today, but it's not terrible. The wind's not bad. Can ask for a much nicer day, I don't think.
We're good out there on the court, and of course it's warming up. It's, my car says 73, and I think we're supposed to get into the 80s today.
Really warm weather the next few days. It does, the humidity is not bad right now, that's just pretty comfortable.
I'm just not looking forward to getting in that metal building to clean all that stuff out because it's going to be hot blazes in there. But anyway, we just have a few things left. So the biggest thing, my toolbox, it's my second one. It's heavy, very heavy. And so... I'm contemplating taking the drawers out of it to load it because, well, it's two sections, top box and bottom chest, and it's big.
I get into another storage building and start digging stuff out. That's what we've been doing for off and on for a few weeks, a little bit at a time, but seems like we're making a little bit of progress, but it takes time for it to seem like you've done made a dent in it.
So we made two trips to Blackberry Valley, and at least one, maybe two trips to Goodwill. And so the rest of it is sitting in our sunroom, which our daughters, it's their stuff, so they can look at it and say, yes, I want it, or no, I don't. So just depends on what it is. We'll either throw it away or give it to Goodwill.
Along with some of that stuff, you see it, and you wonder about throwing it away, then 6 months later, you say, well, why'd I throw that stuff away? I needed it.
One thing that I will not throw away is a nut or a bolt or a washer. I keep every spare one, and I'll take them. I'll even take them out of old parts and keep them because you just never know when you're gonna need one.
We got a whole several boxes of oddball nuts and bolts and screws and stuff. I'll be looking for something, and my wife pulls out. She looks like one of these little tackle boxes full of stuff. Well, ram through that, we'll generally find something that'll work.
I've got a fractional carton, and I've got a metric carton, so I haven't got them split up by thread. But at least, you know, if you're looking for a metric, it might be in the metric box. It just depends on what the pitch is and what you're needing.
That's the way ours are. We got like extra small, medium, and large. And we got our nails separated from our nuts and bolts and that sort of thing. But as far as metric or SAE, I have no idea. We'll just find one. If it doesn't cross thread, it's good, I guess.
Find out. Just try it. Oh, man. Well, I'm getting close to the house here, Johnny, so I'm going to say 73, so I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway.
Okay.
You have a good one. KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, KB4CBA and 4DJC. And I need to run down there and check on my calls right now. Have a good afternoon.